welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hooray!
We did want to get to kind of a Dan's point here about big data, something you touched on when big data or when technology lies to us, kind of a takeoff on that this week, Dan, with big data and tracking, kind of a backlash going on.
Well, it's a potential backlash. I saw this in an article, and I'll put this up on our website as well. It's an article entitled Big Data Can Be a Big Problem If Companies Let It Run Amok, Expert Says. And I really do like the use of the word amok, too. What she's talking about here, and this is a COO for a company that does brand and product development for some heavy hitters in consumer products and other industries. What she's talking about here in this article is how big data can give companies a false sense of precision and accuracy and actually lead them to dismiss some things that they probably shouldn't be dismissing. One of the examples that she cites is an insurance company that in going through their policyholders found that there was a small set of mid-income families who'd bought very expensive policies. And the software tagged it as an anomaly, something that should be dismissed. It's noise. But what on further investigation, what they found is that these families had had brushes with significant health problems like cancer, and that they were upping their insurance in order to make sure that they wouldn't have any concerns on that score if there was a reoccurrence. And once the company went in and investigated this, they developed a line of products that will address exactly those fears. But it's something that if they'd been blindly following the recommendations of their big data software, they would have passed it by. They would have ignored that opportunity.
But Dan, is that an issue of the software not being mature enough, or is that really a problem with the software? I mean, these are new areas, and you're asking a lot of the software to deal with things that it's a learning process.
I totally agree. That's a great point. But from what we're hearing with the big data mania right now, is that people should rely on this and that the software is magic, but it's not magic. And I think we're going to be hearing more of these stories, kind of like what we talked about last week with the school that was using the anti-plagiarism software, and then JP Morgan Chase that didn't get the right flags on their analytics and ended up losing several billion dollars.
Well, Dan, did you do any checking on the school story? Be you get a chance to confirm or deny that at all?
I thought you were going to do that. No?
No.
No?
No.
I will then.
Okay. But part of the big data, you know, if it's too good to be true, it is probably too good to be true. And anybody who believes that all this, you know, software that's doing new types of analysis can solve every problem, we can sell them all kinds of property that's underwater probably too.
And we probably will at some point. The other thing that this brought out that was kind of interesting, and I'd like to throw it up for discussion, is that the author speculates that there's going to be a backlash that's going to make it more difficult to gather big data because of consumers not wanting to be tracked, and with the major browser vendors putting giving an option to turn off any sort of tracking within the browser. And the news on that recently is that the newest version of Internet Explorer is going to come out with tracking automatically turned off by default.
Rich, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, Internet Explorer as a market share in browsers is plummeting. Last I read, it was at 15%. But, you know, they've got a new release coming up with Windows 8. And maybe this is a trend that, I mean, I don't even know how to turn tracking off on the browser I use, which is Google Chrome, right? It isn't called, the button isn't called that. It's called something else.
It'll be interesting, though, if the if that becomes a marketing point for the browsers and that they can turn tracking off.
Or and, not, and what or do you not lose interesting. In the process? I mean, isn't there some benefit to me as a, you know, that Google is, I'm typing two letters and they're anticipating what I'm going to search for because they know where I use, where I've been.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the whole, that's the
especially
whole
trade-off if you're a poor typist like Dan.
Exactly.
But one finger.
But that's the whole trade-off here. It's the trade-off between having, as a consumer, having services that make your internet life a little bit easier, like the like what Rich was talking about with having Google anticipate where you're going, or having a website that you go into recognize you and set up the view that you want or serve you information. That's the trade-off
in fact,
here.
It certainly. And, you know, Google never serves up the same search to two different people. If I type in, you know, Dan Olds or Gabriel Consulting, I'll get a sheet full of results that'll be different than you, Dan, because of my history of where I've been.
Well, or the history of where I've been, but have been trying to cover up on the web for years.
But there is no privacy on the internet, right?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Tell you.
The other issue here, though, getting to that point, is how many times have you guys been creeped out by some of the ads that show up alongside innocuous other internet activities that, for instance, I was looking at doing some research on storage arrays and found that for the next couple of weeks, every time I clicked into any site related to tech or not related to tech, I would have particular storage related links just pop up on me.
Dan, don't look for a new smoker because I'm having that problem right now.
Oh yeah,
I'm buying a new smoker to smoke some briskets and some ducks and things, and you know, I looked at a couple websites for a new one, and it's been weeks, and I still get the same sites trying to sell me stuff.
It's too bad you can't go out somewhere and say, "Look, I already bought one. I'm done with this."
Yeah,
that would be great.
But that's the thing. I'm thinking that if I had the option, I'd be very, very selective on what I let track me, because that does turn out to be annoying over time and creepy.
So what do we want to do with this? What do you suggest should happen, Dan?
What's the trade-off for you? Are you happy to be tracked? Is the convenience of being tracked outweigh the privacy concerns and the creepiness factor?
If I had the button, I don't need this anymore, like you'd mentioned, I'd be fine with it. But, you know, initially when I was doing the research, I got a couple ads that were useful that I hadn't thought about looking at these companies. I haven't purchased anything yet, but I've kind of made my decision. I'm waiting for the fall sales. So I don't need to see any of these ads anymore.
Rich, where do you come down on this?
You know, I think anything that I would get as a sense of security by turning off tracking would just be a false sense of security, so I'm not going to bother.
But is it about security or is it about annoyance? I mean, I'm getting annoyed by the ads at this point.
I consider that the price of doing business, which is, you know, the surfing for the content I need to do my stuff, right? That's kind of the cost of admission.
A little more creepy yet, though, is that I've had some spam emails come in. Every once in a while, I look at my spam folder and see what got tossed out that shouldn't have been tossed out. But I've had spam emails come in that are related to searches that I've done, which annoys me even more, that they've connected searches that I've done to my email address.
I think they'll get even better at that as time goes on.
So I'll have a knock at the door then.
But Dan, we're a bunch of old guys. This is where the future's going. I don't think we have choices here.
I think you're right. I think that a certain amount of this is just, like Rich said, the cost of doing business. So I guess maybe the advice from the Google founders and from Eric Schmidt is the best, is that you don't do anything on the web that you don't mind everybody in the world knowing about. Maybe that's the watchword for the future.
The problem is, Dan, that I think we'd all agree the majority of people don't know that, and there's no way to convince them of that. and we're in the 1% group.
Yeah, you could be right.
Not me. I'm in the 99%. I have a sign outside my door.
So, Rich, you have no compunction about anybody knowing anything that you do online, offline. Your life is an open book and can be fully documented.
It's just a boring book, put it that way. That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.